Two Seattle residents were biking, mountain biking near the Cascade Foothills this weekend when a cougar attacked them. S.J. Brooks was killed. Isaac Sederbaum is in the hospital. He's in satisfactory condition. Cougar attacks are so rare here that this was the first fatal attack in our state in almost a century. So what do we take away from this attack? My guest is conservation ecologist Chris Morgan. Good to talk with you again, Chris.
Hey, Bill.
What happened on that?
Thank you for having me.
What happened on that trail, Chris?
Well, it sounds like these two gentlemen were mountain biking through the forest. At one point, they turned around and saw a cougar chasing them. They sped up to try and get away from it, but they weren't gaining ground. So they stopped, did everything that you should do, shouted, waved, yelled, were as aggressive as possible to the cat, towards the cat, but it didn't work. The cougar kept on approaching. The gentleman who survived used the bike to actually hit the cougar. There was actually hair found on the sprocket of the bike, so that's where he was hitting the cougar. The cat then took off, and the two men stayed on the location there. You can just imagine them trying to sort of assess what was happening and collecting themselves. And then the cat came out, jumped on the gentleman who ended up surviving. He let go of his bike, fought back, sustained some injuries, punched and fought the cat. The other gentleman ran into the woods, which sadly triggered a chase response from the cat, which attacked this gentleman. And meanwhile, the surviving man left the scene, jumped on his bicycle 2 miles out to get to a cell signal, and managed to call the police in. But at that point, the gentleman had been killed by this cat. So an incredibly rare and tragic incident. My heart goes out to the family of this gentleman.
A lot of us bike and hike in that part of the mountains and the foothills and are wondering, what should we do? So will you again recap general advice when it comes to a rare cougar attack?
Yeah, just so incredibly rare. Like you say, Bill, I mean, there's been 20 incidences really in this last 100 years or so, and eight of those were serious injury or death, and only two of them resulted in deaths and fatalities, and that included the gentleman this weekend. So incredibly rare, but still sort of knowing what to do when you're going into cougar country or into the wild in Washington. First of all, I think remembering it's impossible to eliminate all threats, and it's not necessarily what we want as Washingtonians going into a sort of a sterile environment. We want this sense of the wild, but really making sure that you know what to look for in cougar country. Looking for tracks and scat and scrapes, scratches, cache sites, knowing what you're looking for, sort of being aware of your surroundings.
But meaning what, Chris? If we see scat, that we do what with that information?
Well, I mean, just to be aware that there are cats in the area. We've got around 34,000 square miles of cougar habitat in Washington State, so there's a very decent chance that you're in cougar habitat. You can carry bear spray. It works on cougars as well as it does on bears or deer or elk or any other animal that might be acting aggressively. Carry something to make noise. If you're on a bike, make it a bicycle bell or even a whistle. Give a whistle every 5 minutes or so, and just helps all animals realize that you're in the environment and gives them a heads up. It's a respectful thing to do. Gives them a chance to get out of your way. But again, eliminating all threats is never going to be possible. You know, this was a young cat. It was probably a 3-year-old male, which should usually weigh 130, 140 pounds. It was 30 pounds or more underweight. I know that Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife is going to do a really thorough necropsy independently over at WSU to see if there's anything wrong with this cat.
Well, what questions would you have about a necropsy, Chris?
Well, they could reveal any number of things, from rabies to brain abscess to anything that may have been wrong with this cat to make it act in this way, as it is such a rare incident. So the time will tell when the results come through from that, through WDFW.
Well, the workers killed the cougar, so what difference is it? Why do they now want to know why possibly this cougar attacked?
Well, I think with any incident like this, the more we know, the more we can try to avoid these happening in the future, you know, just arming the public with knowledge about what to do and what not to do when you're in the wild areas of Washington State, or ultimately in your backyard in many people's cases.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's about 2,100 cougars in Washington State, and so the I'm on a trail very often here near my home in Bellingham. I do this trail. I've done it hundreds of times, and I've never once seen a track on it. I've never once seen a cougar scat on it. But a year or so ago, I encountered a cougar on that trail, and it quietly melted into the forest and walked away from me. I managed to get it on a remote camera a few months later, but I would never have known it was there if it wasn't for the fact that I saw it and then got it on camera. So my point being is that they're there. They're often observing us when we don't know it and we don't see them. They are very good at being elusive and secretive and usually mind their own business. But in this tragic case, it turned out differently.
You said make noise, and it sounds like you're also saying don't run from a cougar. And does that go for same on a mountain bike? Don't flee. Is that right?
Yeah, ultimately, escaping from a cougar that's in pursuit mode by running is not going to work. So fighting back, I mean, and these gentlemen did that. It sounds like they really sort of tried to fight this cougar off and were very aggressive. They were doing all the right things by the sound of things. But yes, you should never run. It triggers a different response in a cougar. And yeah, it's just their natural instinct to chase something down, as it might be with anyone who owns a house cat sees that behavior daily.
Yeah. And if making noise and they were swinging the bike at the cat, at the cougar, if that doesn't work and it's down to it, can an adult fight off a cougar? I mean, what would you do if your hiking partner is being attacked?
Well, Bill, that's a really difficult question to answer. I mean, I can't imagine the shock and adrenaline that was flowing through those guys as this was unfolding. It's just unimaginable. The bottom line is, though, is just fight for your life with an incident like this, where it appears to be a cat that was acting in a predatory way. It was a predacious attack, so it was treating these guys as if they were prey items. And so the only thing you can do in that situation is fight as hard as you can.
Why is it? Again, we're talking with conservation ecologist Chris Morgan, and you were telling us how rare cougar attacks are. You said 20 in what time period, like the last century?
20 over this last 100 years is what the WDF records show, yes.
In this area. And why is that so rare?
That's a good question. I think that, you know, these cats are very predisposed to secrecy and being elusive, and it's their hunting technique. They rely upon that elusive ability to hunt and to kill deer and elk and other small mammals. You know, they'll eat any number of small mammals, from beavers to small rodents to coyotes, and all of it involves stealth. So they're very secretive, very elusive, and highly paranoid about humans. Like a lot of these big carnivores in this part of the world, they've been persecuted for a long time, and they know it. Humans are not good news for them, so they avoid them at all costs. And just in rare instances like this, where they're driven to desperation, does a tragic incident like this happen.
So then as humans spread out into the foothills more and more, do you expect cougar attacks to become more common?
That's hard to say. I mean, if you were thinking logically about it, that would make sense. I mean, there's 7.5 million people almost in the state right now, and outdoor recreation is exploding. Anyone who spends time on their local trail can see numbers of people increasing on them all the time. And so where we are increasing and expanding is definitely into cougar range. It's into black bear range. It's into this habitat that has up until now been secure and quiet and safe for them. And now they've got human neighbors that are there on a daily basis. So, I don't think we're going to see any sort of hockey stick graph of increase in attacks or incidences, but certainly over time, per capita, interactions and encounters could increase for sure, yeah.
Two more questions, Chris.
I think sometimes it's almost more alarming, it's more surprising, sorry, to me, that things don't happen more often like this, you know, with the number of carnivores on the landscape in Washington State, so.
Yeah, I want to ask two things, Chris. Do you think anyone, you talked about how you wouldn't want us to try to eliminate all threats, you said. Do you have any advice or thoughts to someone who is, maybe they're new to the area, but in either case, they're wondering about going biking or hiking in this area of the North Cascades? Is there anything you want to say about that decision?
Well, I would encourage people to get out and enjoy the outdoors and understand that we live in this jewel of a place that comes with wild risk. And if you're willing to take some sense of risk as part of the experience in the outdoor, then that's part of the beauty and majesty of this place that we call home. It doesn't make the incident on Saturday any easier, though. I mean, one death is too many, and we all need to do what we can to minimize the risks, but you can do it with certain things like the knowledge that you're armed with and carrying the right tools like bear pepper spray, and take a whistle with you or a bell, and don't travel alone, hike or mountain bike in pairs or more, and just make sure that you sort of travel respectfully for the wild place that you're in and enjoy it. But remember that there is this level of risk that you're either willing to take or you're not, I guess.
Dan, that leads me to my last point, that I associate you with advocating for reintroducing grizzly bears to the North Cascade. So from what I know about you, you're not rethinking your desire for there to be the glory and the risk of the grizzly in our neighborhood.
No, I'm not rethinking it. No, I think it's an opportunity here in the Northwest to do something quite special for grizzlies. And the restoration of grizzlies here is likely to go ahead from what we're hearing. And so, of course, with that comes this need for more knowledge, you know, people to know more about these grizzlies, which have been absent for so many decades. And it's part of the same story of accepting that wild element in this area of the world where this is possible for us to coexist, you know.
Again, we've been talking about this cougar attack near North Bend over the weekend. A cougar attacked two Seattle residents who were mountain biking there and killed one of them, S.J. Brooks. And Isaac Sederbaum is in the hospital in satisfactory condition at last report. Chris Morgan is a conservation ecologist. His work includes grizzlies and wolves and cougars here in the Pacific Northwest. Chris, thanks a lot for this.
Thank you very much, Bill.